At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit now.
Hey, 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 this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode.
Thrilled to welcome on this edition of Tech for Change, the director and head of partnerships for Meta, Manish Chopra, is with us. Hi Manish, it's so good to meet you in person.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on this program.
I'm excited because we already went through a couple of fireside chats. You gave a chat yourself. And I think that the three words that I really saw in the beginning really sums it up. You know, the three C's, in fact, which is connect, create, and celebrate, which is you guys have kept right outside here. But looking at how, you know, Reels is evolving constantly, this is your first Bangalore chapter meetup in person. What has it been like for you personally? Before we get into the Meta side of things, what has it been like for you personally?
Oh, fabulous. It's been actually fabulous because, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we've been for the last so many years just been on calls, video calls, Zoom calls, been meeting with a lot of creators, but virtually is very different being able to come out and meet with people. You know, we've been doing this as pretty much a countrywide roadshow. So we started in Cochin, we went to Coimbatore, and now we're here in Bangalore.
Obviously, Bangalore's
very
been
excited.
Bangalore's been the best one.
Bangalore has absolutely been top class, right? It's in the top three.
Good. Okay, great.
For now.
Top three, I like that. Okay, cool. So I noticed that, you know, here, while you guys are presenting a lot of the new things that, you know, Instagram, that Meta has to offer, you just talked about launching a course in Kannada, which is very, very cool for me to kind of see. But being the fact that India is so diverse in terms of languages, we're a very unique region, I'd say, compared to the other parts of the world that Meta operates in. How do you feel Reels has really adapted to benefit the regional creators, particularly in India? Other than that, of course, the wonderful course that you mentioned that is launching in Kannada very soon.
So, you know, I think the beauty of our platform, Facebook, Instagram, and the beauty of this entire short-form video format, right?
Yeah.
This is agnostic to language, right? So we've always had a lot of, you know, creators, a lot of people express themselves in their own language.
Sure.
And video, you know, naturally doesn't even need anybody to, you know, set up a language-based approach, right? What we found in the last couple of years, right, is Tier 2 and Tier 3 towns across the country have started to see a lot of creators come on and start in, you know, expressing themselves and playing around.
Sure.
75% of that Born on Instagram cohort is from Tier 2 and Tier 3 towns.
Oh, very interesting to know that. Okay.
Incredible.
Right.
The platform fundamentally, you know, Reels as a platform allows for that easy creation, effortless and easy creation through the tools that we have, with an ability to be able to reach anywhere, right?
Sure.
Within India or globally. And that's something that's appealing to so many people.
From a tools perspective that you just mentioned, I feel like for a lot of people who are on iOS, it becomes, you have a lot of kind of in-house tools in the Instagram app, for example, that are very easy to use, especially if you're on iOS. In Android, it becomes a little tricky because you're dealing with open source, so it depends what kind of company phone really the creator is kind of using. And I'm sure you face some hurdles there. But building the tech largely is to provide the same experience on both, on open source and on, you know, of course, from a iOS perspective as well.
No, absolutely. We are learning and, you know, getting more and more feedback as to what features, you know, our creators would want on Android also. And a lot of development effort happens on both Android and iOS.
Right.
So, you know, constantly new features are being put out. Even just in the last recent, you know, couple of months, we've put out a whole series of new exciting features, right? I think, honestly, that creators and even users, right, find the intuitiveness, the easy way that they're able to do this content consumption and creation, something that, you know, fundamentally leads to this incredible usage that happens. In 2021, more than 200 million Indians have been spending time on short-form video apps. And the short-form video consumption, right, of this 200 million is an average of 50 minutes plus.
Wow.
So fundamentally, I think people come here to get entertained.
Yeah.
Educated.
Educated as well, very
absolutely
important. I think the format of learning only has changed, like you rightly said. I think the education aspect has changed, you know, completely. I feel like the generation of today, this is how they learn.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. And then that Reels helps you start building those follower base, right? Mm-hmm. The people who really like your content.
Yes.
And who can then engage with you and get to know a little bit more about you. And with Reels, now we have, you know, the content is not limited. The time period
time
is not limited.
Yes,
right?
I know.
So
you
that's
guys
a fabulous way of you putting out even, you know, more content that you feel good about.
Correct.
Right?
I remember 15, then we went to 30, then we went to 60, now we're at 90, if I'm not mistaken.
And you can create any video on Instagram, any video of any length will be shown in that same Reels format, right? So you can shoot any length video.
Usually we see, you know, kind of social culture being imitated on social platforms. So, for example, something that is very Bangalore and relatable, you see a creator talk about that on a platform like Instagram or Reels. But off late, I feel like it's the other way around. The Instagram culture is trickling into what we interact, you know, with on a daily basis. So talk us through what's been Meta's journey through that.
So, you know, at a core level, Instagram and Facebook have been places where people have come to connect with their friends and family.
Yeah.
And especially on Instagram, we find that that's where they go on their passions and their interests, right? And this world nicely blends together.
Yeah.
So what you're calling, you know, as
a freedom trickle. Of... Yeah, almost.
It's actually freedom of creation, right?
Right, okay.
And freedom of creation, freedom of expression that creators have now... Creators or influencers or celebrities, you can just name anybody.
What do you like to call them, by the way? I should ask you that.
Actually, I like to call them creators.
Creators?
Right? Everyone is a creator at heart. They're starting to find their own voice, right? Their own authentic voice. And then that gives confidence to everyone else. People who are not, who don't call themselves a creator because they don't, you know, make a lot of content. But they then say, hey, I can use this to express myself too. So I think this is a wonderful virtuous circle.
Yeah.
It's not forward or back.
Correct.
But it's a nice virtuous circle.
Right. With regards to insights that you can share with us from an India perspective, that something that stands out to you, other than, in fact, the fact that you told us that the amount of time people are spending on Instagram, anything more that you can tell us that probably we haven't heard before?
So, a couple of things, right? I think what's happening in India is creators who are from, you know, I'd say even really small towns or small, you know, may have a very small population or follower population also, even they are finding fame in their own way. Give you a few examples. There was this trend that recently came on, right? Dipinder, right? Had started this trend on Choti Bachi Ho Kya. You know where he's from?
No.
Very, very small town.
Right.
Yeah, Nainital.
Right.
And that trend got picked up by other celebrities and it spawned off its own.
Yeah,
trend,
became another
right?
animal altogether. Yeah.
You know, what do you call a fruit seller, right? in Bengal can come up with Kacha Badam. Kacha Badam and the song and what then got created on top of that. Mm. Okay. Yash Raj Mukhate from Aurangabad, right? He's come up with so many very interesting ones, right?
Yes.
That have spawned off. So I think this kind of fame, right, is something that's very unique. Not only is that happening, it's also happening the other way, right? You find a lot of global, you know, content creators appeal to Indian audiences.
Yeah,
too.
Like the recent one is that the Kala Chashma.
Yes,
the
Kala Chashma trend is now taking on, right? Yeah, with Jimmy Fallon doing this thing on it. So fundamentally, what the point is this, right? It's what is happening in India is representative of, you know, is going global, and it's so impactful that global creators are saying, India has a large base and there's some very interesting things I can do.
Super. With this, we're a generation that has not had a lot of mentorship per se in terms of how to do this, really. So when it comes to content creation, I mean, bringing in these courses, how does Meta really aim to kind of achieve that perspective of mentoring them through the process? Because you guys are, I know you guys are learning. You say very openly that, hey, we're learning, we're trying to learn with you. But how are you trying to navigate through this mentorship journey, not only for the creators, but for you guys as well?
You know, it's a learning journey. What we have tried to do is keep ourselves, you know, keep all channels of communication open. So feedback, research, hear from everyone. And that's what you see happening on, you know, at a global scale. In India, we felt that there is an opportunity for us to take the best of our creators, right, who are more than happy to give back, right?
Yeah.
And through them, we created Born on Instagram, that program.
Right.
And, you know, we got, that's the kind of a few first steps, right, of how creators can learn in a very easy, consumable, snackable fashion, right? They can learn how to, what are the, you know, the techniques that are there, the various tools and tricks that are there, how to collaborate, how to work with brands and collaborate, right? So that's our endeavor. More and more, right? Learning opportunities like that is what we are focused on.
Super. My last question to you is, I think with regards to Meta's larger picture of Web 3.0 coming in, where do you personally see the Instagram Reels creators being a part of the whole Web 3.0 dream? And how do you feel that's kind of going to progress? I'm asking this from a perspective of two things. One, for the creators who might be watching this, who want to be part of that you know, space eventually in the future. And number two, also for, well, people who are, say, the brands who are trying to monetize off of this. So can you talk to us from those two perspectives?
So two things. The metaverse, as we have, you know, envisaged it, right, is going to continue with the mission that we have, right? It's going to be the immersive social connection. And we're going to give that experience through a variety of ways that you can experience it, right? Be it through virtual reality or, you know, augmented reality, or at some point in the future, mixed reality, right? Mm. Where you're able to use these mixed reality glasses that you can do. Now, that's only one part of it, the social immersive connection, right? Which we believe, you know, Facebook and Instagram bring it together beautifully. The other piece, right, which is here and now, is what is already happening with both the front camera and the back camera, right, of your phone with Instagram and with Facebook, right, where you're able to use augmented reality and multiple new things that are happening in that augmented reality space, right, to be able to connect uniquely with brands connecting with people, or, you know, creators connecting with their followers through either, you know, interesting dance moves or interesting music synchronizations, or just manifesting of how they would like to see the, you know, a unique world situation, right? So I think this aspect is already here.
Right, okay.
The second key aspect, right, we think if you look at this journey towards the metaverse in the future, right, is that there are going to be some very unique content pieces, right, that lend itself very well. So we've recently launched the non-fungible tokens, NFTs,
yes,
on Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
One step in that journey. More will come as we, you know, go towards. It's a, you know, it's a multi-year journey. We've already said, you know, it'll be 5 to 10 years before it would nicely blend into all the stuff that's already happening.
And I think what you just said is also, especially from the NFT perspective, where the brands come in as well.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you for taking out the time.
Thank you
this
so much.
This has been so cool to kind of meet you and chat with you in person. And
thank you.
He was hoping that creator community really, really grows. And, you know, especially here in Bangalore, I think a very special place in my heart. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @OffAirWithKay. That is Off Air with K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.